boy. Oh, boy. I was hoping you would just make a wildcat noise. That would be fucking hilarious.
So I didn't breathe in. And I was like, I'll hold my breath. And be like, oh, yeah, I didn't breathe in. So I couldn't go. I couldn't exhale because there's nothing in my lungs. But,
so good to be here.
You should get the fucking wildcat sound from goddamn MacGruber. But anyways. Oh, yeah. Turn off the fan. Fuck. All right. Yeah. So, Jacob, do all the talking like usual.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome, everybody, to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. Thanks for sticking in there. Or if this is your first one,
why?
Hello and goodbye. Yeah.
Why?
We'll call it give you the old aloha, you know? First and last.
Oh, give them the old... Yeah, that was better. I was just going to say that band, Hello Goodbye, they suck. Touchdown, turn
around. Oh, I like that band.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, asshole. Now I got to find a new co-host.
Wow, you're right. Yeah.
The old co-host liked that song just fine.
He definitely did. I bet he did. I bet he liked their whole CD.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff, man.
No, it was fun. I saw him in concert one time.
But it's also very funny to go through and
terrible.
Of the stuff that we've played. Well, no, I wasn't going to say they're terrible, but to see a playlist of mine and it goes through and you that one plays touchdown, turn around, and then it's Danny Brown rapping about eating pussy.
Yeah. What was their one song? They had that. They had the AOL.com song.
Whatever.
I don't
remember how that song. Yeah.
What was it? Gotta get it back to a something, something, something.
I don't know. You seem to know a lot about this band, Casey.
Oh, still get me started.
You used to be in it?
Fuck.
They kicked me out and then they made it big.
That's why I fucking hate those motherfuckers.
It was my idea to put that AOL messenger.
God, that's my only thing.
Son of a bitch, bastard!
I could have been nobody, you know.
Oh, you're loco, man.
Yeah, you're loco, bro.
That's true,
broco, brolo, broco.
Yep.
Well, hey, welcome, guys. You know we're starting strong as usual, and I have a feeling that Casey has something he wants to share with the class.
No, I don't.
For the beginning here, so yeah. I think that'd be really good if we did that. I told him not to share this with me. So that it would be a surprise.
I didn't share it fully.
Yeah, he kind of shared it with me, and then I said, "Shut up! Shut up! Shut your fucking yapper! Shut your yapper!"
Yeah. I seen those finger paintings you bring home, and they suck.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But speaking of class, my sister texted me. My niece goes to a private Catholic school because I think. That's pretty much all they have in that area.
Okay.
But she sent me, it was Easter recently. Easter, right?
Easter.
You guys heard of it? Yeah.
It probably wasn't that recently when this one's going to be posted.
Oh,
that's
true. But
it was Easter.
It was Easter.
Recently.
Yeah. You know, it was Easter more recently than it wasn't. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
Anyways, she sent me some a picture of a pack of jelly beans that they sent home with my niece, who is probably 4 or 5. I don't know.
Okay.
A bad uncle.
Hey,
bad,
I'm not
uncle.
Even an uncle, man.
But
oh, my God. Yeah. No, I'm not an uncle. I'm a great uncle.
Yeah?
Wait, is that what that is?
Who?
What is it if your cousin has a kid?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't.
Grunkle.
Dude, I'm so bad with that fucking,
I don't know either.
The relationship, you know?
Relationship.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
How you're related to people and shit.
I gotcha.
Yeah, you know? Probably gonna bite me in the cock one of these days.
Hopefully not one of your relatives.
Well, you know.
Well, that's already happened. Who knows? I don't know. Do you?
So, she got a bag of candy. I thought they were jelly beans. But according to the package, they're scripture candy. Reaching the world one piece at a time, and they are jelly beans.
They certainly look like jelly beans.
But you have to help me out on the colors.
Okay, so it's just this is clearly I don't know. I was going to say this is clearly the back of the package, but I think this is the front.
Yeah, cuz the crease, I think it's the front cuz you don't see the
crease. And it's got so much. Okay, so it's 3, 6, 7, or 8 jelly beans listed on the left-hand side, and then next to it is poems of the meaning.
Yeah.
And so, Casey, you can start off the first one.
I know this one's black, right?
And this one is black.
So the black jelly bean is called Sin. And the little limerick is, thank you, Lord, for these jelly beans that remind me of your love.
Uh-huh.
That's weird. You're just going to kids eat sin?
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. Same color as the coal you get.
Yeah.
If you're not good,
which good riff.
I guess is sin.
What's the deal?
Hey, so that's what you're going to let your kids eat is just a pile of sin and a nugget of sin cookie?
Yeah.
Right, mine wasn't good either.
No, it was good, man.
Okay, the next one is Jesus's blood.
Yeah.
And this one says black. Oh, no, you fucked it up.
No, because that's the one next to it.
Yeah, I know, but the first one is like an intro, I guess.
First
one is thank you, Lord.
That's why it didn't.
Make sense.
Because I was like, these don't really rhyme, but they kind of do.
Okay, so the first one was actually thank you, Lord, for these jelly beans that remind me of your love. Had nothing to do with the black sin jelly bean.
Let's just blame that on poorly laid out. That's
terribly laid out.
Graphic designer
From a graphic designer's point of view. Yeah, exactly. Terribly laid out.
Horrible. Also, they tucked the last jelly bean in.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, this boy.
Oh.
He's got content and layout problems with this piece of shit.
I am fired up.
All right, so I take it back. So, sin.
I seen those finger paintings you bring home and they suck!
It was necessary.
I agree. So sin, black.
Black jelly bean.
Black jelly bean.
Black
you're right.
Jelly bean.
You're right.
You can't just go that hard. Sin, black. It's a little aggressive. Black jelly bean.
Well, that's the first word.
I gotcha.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Just went a little strong.
Yeah, I know. God damn it,
man. It was an accident, you guys.
He didn't write this stuff, okay?
I didn't. This really just, like, this got me riled up because it's fucking ridiculous.
I can tell you riled up, man.
Yeah.
It's bringing other stuff out of you.
Jesus Christ. Fuck you. This whole podcast is a stinger. Just you setting me up to make me look racist.
Yeah, you did it last podcast to me.
Who cares? Anyways.
Yeah.
So, the black jelly bean, it says, black represents my sinful heart keeping me from you above. Yeah, sinful heart of a 4-year-old.
Good start to when you want to bust into a bunch of fucking sugary candy.
Yeah,
like, can't wait to...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, this candy's making me... It's keeping me from Jesus. Oh, he sounds like a swell gal.
There's just nothing in this bag, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so to keep it going... to keep you wanting to eat these jelly beans. The second one is red, and it is Jesus's blood.
Okay.
And this one says, red represents the blood you shed to provide salvation free. I don't know. Okay, so the way I just set myself up to read that, I couldn't see that he was doing something, but I still should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so So
children have to bleed for the Lord to keep salvation free.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
more
cool.
More blood for you guys to eat, though.
Yeah.
They gotta. Oh, because they can't drink it yet, right? They can't drink the blood of Christ.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
So they have to eat jelly bean.
Yeah.
Bloody jelly bean of Christ for you.
What's your favorite flavor of jelly bean?
Jesus blood.
Jesus' blood.
Okay. No, it's normal.
Just say cherry, sweetheart.
It's just what they're telling them at school. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. What are those on that branch? Is that Jesus' blood? No, they're cherries.
All right, let's go to the next page.
Okay, you turning the page?
Yeah. So clean.
Turn the page.
Clean, white, obviously. That was a callback.
That was a callback.
Yeah. Clean, white shows the cleansing of my sin as I put my faith in thee.
I thought that said skin for a minute, and I was a little worried.
Oh, put my skin. Yeah.
White shows the cleansing of my sin as I put my faith in thee.
Yeah.
All right, next one is heaven.
I just like the idea of like these kids are like, that's not how you spell the. Like, you know.
Because
like...
as I put my faith in the... In the what?
Yeah.
In like, the... No, it's thee. In like, thee.
What the fuck like, is that?
Inside of him.
You dumb teacher?
Yeah, what? Okay, anyways, next one is yellow.
That was a good joke.
Next one is yellow and it's heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow is for heaven above, my new home I'll have someday.
Wow. Sure.
Chance, you had your chance and you gobbled its balls.
I like the little pauses where
I know we're know.
Clearly waiting for you to touch the soundboard correctly.
Yeah. Dude, we live in a shit neighborhood, apparently.
It's just very loud here.
Nah, it's all good, yeah. Yeah, so, hey kids, you're gonna die someday, but at least you can eat these jelly beans, that'll give you diabetes.
I've heard of some people telling you that if you eat a certain thing, you'll all go to heaven together.
Yeah, so, it's usually Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And,
is it yellow Kool-Aid?
Sure, why not? Pee-pee. Sure, I like it.
I'm more of a child than the kids eating these jelly beans.
That's good.
Next one is green.
Green, growth. Green is for the growth I will see as I read your word and pray.
The next one is purple. It's royalty.
Royals.
Royal blue.
The goddamn pen is blue.
Purple shows you are king of all, the one I choose to obey.
Okay.
And now this last one is kind of a dickhead one. Because they put two jelly beans in there. One's pink and one's red.
Mm-hmm.
The pink one says thank you, and the red one says Lord. And the line is...
Yeah. You want me to read it? Oh, thank you, Lord, for these jelly beans. They mean more than words can say.
Even though they wrote words on every fucking jelly bean.
Yeah. And
they wrote a lot of words next to them.
I don't think Jesus was eating jelly beans up on that cross, you know?
Maybe that was the thing. Maybe he was. Maybe he couldn't turn water into wine. He could turn water into red jelly beans.
Someone was just throwing jelly beans at him. Like, come on, I got
it. If you can catch it, I'll let you down.
Yeah.
we'll let you down if you catch it.
Yeah.
This one we made out of your blood. This was just
I was listening to the noise outside.
Oh, I don't know if you can hear it.
No, it was a good noise.
Afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, kids, if you want to go to Catholic school, be prepared for fun treats such as sin, Jesus' blood, clean, heaven, growth, royalty, thank you, and Lord.
Maybe it's
clean
just
sounds like bleach.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like a weird, like... they're just trying to get kids off candy at a young age, so they're like trying to freak them out.
There's so many fat like Catholics and religious people though. There's no way.
Yeah, I take it back.
You just don't. It's just someone who doesn't like black licorice, and is like, "Fuck these jelly beans. Fuck black licorice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call it sin." And guess what? None of you are eating them. Oh, what does white taste like? I will tell you, white Airheads. Fucking
the
amazing.
Mystery. They're mystery, right?
Those are great. I'm pretty sure. They were just like a goulash of colors, though.
I like the blue raspberry.
It was fucking amazing. Those are great, too. They didn't even have blue on here.
No.
They could have done blue for heaven. They used yellow for heaven. Blue.
Yeah.
Right? I guess. I don't know. They're idiots. So, yeah. So, your sister and niece aren't religious, are they?
No, and neither is her husband. I think it's just like the best school in the area. So they're like, oh, I guess we'll put up with this shit.
All right. Yeah. I think I've met tons of people that had, like, that are, like, cool people now, but are like, I fucking went to fucking private school when I was little. I did the whole thing.
Yeah, my sister didn't even have, like, a priest at her wedding. So, like, I don't know. Whatever. Fucking, we're just ruining society anyways.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not. I'm fucking...
This podcast is making
I've been
it
eating those royalty fucking jelly beans my whole life.
Exactly.
That's why I'm king shit, you know? Chicken king shit.
Yeah. I like the Dr. Pepper jelly beans.
Hey, those are good. You're getting a little fancy now, though. I don't think they can afford those. Not on their sin and blood budget.
Yeah, what would you think? What do you think they'd name that one?
Dr. Like, Pepper one?
They would keep the flavor, but they had to like give it like a church name.
Judas? I don't know.
No.
What am I? Is there one that's very obvious?
No, I don't know. No.
I thought you were rooting me on like there was one that I should know.
No.
I don't know much about the Bible or anything.
No, me neither. I was just going to say like Corinthians or something.
Yeah. Or maybe it's...
Anyways, let's move on. I ruined this bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
Skip this episode, guys. Just skip this episode.
We'll think of one later on.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper Jelly Bean. We'll get back to it.
Ooh, that might be the name of the episode.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, let's move on to...
Ooh, wooden fuck bees. What I do for you.
Okay. I like it.
I have no idea what that is.
Hey, you know what?
Send us sound bites, guys.
It's good. It's
overs, good. Whatever they're called. Music intros.
Where did I put my notepad?
It's right on that chair, fella.
My wife.
My wife.
Okay. Yep. Anyways,
Always good.
So, wouldn't fuck me, Zay.
Uh-huh.
You gonna start this off?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this first lady, you know her. I don't know her name, but her Instagram is Tate State. And she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was a regular guy with a big ass dick.
You know? There you go.
I bet you she likes The Wire.
Doesn't take a true detective to find out where that came from.
From The Wire.
Ding dang doon.
It's from The Wire.
But is it actually from The Wire?
Yes.
Oh.
It's weird because...
I feel like I knew that.
It was funny because like...
when did they say it in The Wire?
God, I can't think of his name. Not Nolte, but the other detective.
Okay.
But yeah. So he says it. But it was funny because... I think they say that in the pilot, right?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they
I
say didn't in the pilot remember. Of True Detective.
Oh, in the pilot of True Detective.
Yeah,
and I think so.
Yeah, and so like True Detective and The Leftovers like aired at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Like came on and aired. Well, actually, I think like a couple weeks apart. But then The Leftovers also had like a reference to The Wire in the pilot, but it was terrible.
The writers,
one
guy walked by the writing room of True Detective and was like, "Huh?
Yeah." True Detective just throws it in there, and then like the leftovers are like, "Oh, you got a bunch of corkboard? What you been watching, The Wire?" Like,
wait, that's
like,
what they
said. Yeah, I was like, "That's not even show fucking it's sucks."
Like a very literal reference instead of a okay.
Well, let me just point this out. Yeah, now that show's fucking.
That's a spicy meatball.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and please.
All right.
Let me stop talking.
my wouldn't fuck me is Isla Fisher, and she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was my wife.
Oh, fuck you.
Huh? Do you get it?
No.
You don't get it? Because
no,
she's married to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Who's that?
Borat.
Who's that?
Oh, I had to kick you right in the fucking cunt.
Who the fuck is Borat?
Oh, I hate your guts so much. I was so excited about that one, you fucking cocksucker.
Is that the guy who ripped off Comedy Bang Bang?
My wife.
That was a good one.
Yeah, he got it from Comedy Bang Bang.
Wow, fucking asshole.
Let's mention some more podcasts on our own podcast.
Yeah. Oh.
My butt.
Well, we'll save that for later. My least favorite one. I fucking hate...
More than Princess Bride?
It's up there.
Okay.
Not Princess Bride. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking, what's the fucking Anne Hathaway movie?
Princess Diaries?
Yeah, I thought that's what you said.
You mean more than Princess Diaries?
I was like, yeah, fuck
that's
this
like
shit.
That's A1. It's A1 sauce right there.
Sure. And one sauce. And one mixtape.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Hot sauce. Hot sizzle. Looking at it.
Okay.
Anyways, I fucking hate myself. All right, this next one is, I'll pull up a picture, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Let me install. Anyways, how was your day, bucko?
Oh, I got to get these wouldn't fuck me collages made too, you guys. I'm sorry that it's taken me so long. I'm a little busy.
Yeah, so next one is this girl.
Okay.
Jess. Terras, I guess? I don't know. We'll just go with that.
Let me see.
But,
that's what it looks like.
She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I could tell her what Bill Murray whispered in Scarlett Johansson's ear at the end of Lost in Translation. Because I've never seen that movie all the way through, but, you know, that seems like a reference that the kids like. So.
Yeah.
I agree, man.
What was that?
It was a goat.
Oh.
I
like that.
Yeah, that's a thing that I've heard people talk about being curious about.
Yeah, I like started that movie a bunch of times and then just fucking got bored.
Yeah.
But you know me.
I watched it all the way through. I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it very well.
Yeah, I don't either. Something about they're in like Japan and shit.
I think it's a pretty sought after thing though. I feel like some people would fuck you if you knew what it was, you know.
Yeah,
you went to a bar out here especially and you were like, "Hey, you want to know what they say at the end of Lost in Translation?"
Yeah.
And they'd be like, "Put your cock away, you fucking dick-faced idiot.
That's literally what happens every time.
It happened once. That's why I quote it so much. Okay. All right. My last wouldn't fuck me. Not ever, because they will continue. But I found her on Instagram. She is a suicide girl, and I am guaranteed not going to pronounce her name correctly. It's Sofula. How would you say that?
Oh, yeah, I've seen her. I don't know.
Sofula?
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Sofula. But, yes. Oh, boy. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I owned a boat.
Oh, okay.
Ding, dang, ding.
God damn, I hate Jen. D, you bitch.
Me too. Me too, Dennis. Oh, man. Yeah, but she's very attractive.
Yeah, sure.
She lives in the UK, I think, too.
Oh, which okay.
is also cool.
Yeah. All right, well.
All right, well.
We're running long again.
Hey, Wouldn't Fuck Me is over and done with, and we are going to take a quick break with 30 seconds of coming up on ABC.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, what nutty secret lurks behind your neighbor's door? Get a glimpse when Bob Saget hosts America's Funniest Home Videos. Now, stay tuned as two boys discover that magic beans can create giant problems on Tales from the Crypt Keeper, coming up next. This is ABC.
Oh, I forgot about the end punch.
What did you say?
He just goes, "This is ABC." I could practice that. I'd like to be a. I don't think I could be like that kind of.
God damn it!
Announcer. I don't have a smooth enough voice, but it'd be cool to be a voice actor.
Yeah.
Just have oh, coming up next time on ABC.
Who That's farted?
Hey, everybody, if you want to come in next time, this is getting a little weird, but guess who farted is coming to dinner. Everybody, look up.
Hosted by the guy from Fresh Prince who hosts...
who gives a shit? Yeah. And your butt. Your butt is that too. Oh, donkey.
Produced by Chuck Lorre.
Oh, Chuck Lorre. Who's that?
The guy who did 2.5 Men and Big Bang Theory.
And that's the way the news goes.
Exactly.
So, in case you guys were wondering, that's the way the news goes. Okay, well, welcome back. We are going to introduce you guys to a brand new segment that's going to be pretty quick because that's the way this rolls.
We still don't know.
We're trying it. It's new. We're trying it, but it's called the Fetish Challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna start explaining it, and then I'm gonna have Stoddard continue because he's the brains behind the operation. And
am I
hanging brains behind the operation?
Sure.
And so what we're gonna be doing. Excuse me, my apologies, is we are going to pick a fetish and tell you guys about it, and then for the next couple weeks, however long we think it takes, we are going to try our damnedest to get into that fetish. We're going to watch the videos.
Yeah. We're just gonna check it out and see what it's about, and then maybe that's pretty much it.
Makes us dick tick come out of our penises.
Yeah, sure.
Any of those things. I don't know.
Sure, you don't have to come, but I just want to.
It'd be sweet if you did.
Yeah, you know, maybe we stumble upon fucking Mount
Chizurus.
Yeah, sure.
Chizurus. Yeah, I don't know.
Sure, we just find, you know, maybe. Maybe one of us finds something that we didn't know, some dormant fetish.
Mount
know?
Killing myself.
Yeah.
Killing
I don't know any other mountains.
Gizzards.
The Appalachian.
Apple Gizzard.
Hell yeah.
Hey, the Himalayme.
Fucking
oh, there we go.
Okay, anyways, yeah, so we're just going to pick a fetish that we don't really know anything about, and we're just going to fucking look into it. Find
so this
the communities.
Time, yep.
Because, you know, the internet's weird, and there's a lot of... You can just find anything on the internet,
and
pretty
much. Hey, if it could make us happier,
mm-hmm.
you guys should be...
Who are we to deny ourselves?
Exactly.
This. And, you know, maybe someone listening feels less alone in the world.
Yeah.
And they will jerk off while listening to this podcast.
Hey, maybe that's a fetish for somebody else's podcast.
I'd support that. 10 out of 10.
I would support it totally. Tootally. You know?
Yep. So the one we picked, the one I picked, I guess. It's called, I'm not good at reading, but I think it's called climacophilia.
Climacophilia.
It's a fetish in which the subject experiences erotic gratification when falling down.
Huh.
Or like watching people fall down.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm nervous about trying that one out.
That's a thing. No. We just have to watch porn.
Where people fall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch videos. So I think there's like, you know, there's probably like people who like falling, but then like there's that group who just like, yeah, like there's people like doing it fall. And then watchers, yeah.
Oh, okay, audience, yeah, because there's always the performer. The mix. That's a good point, yeah.
So we just got to find that fucking, I don't know why I'm using my hands to talk so much, but we got to, you know.
It's a fetish of yours.
Yep. So we just got to find some, you know, if you can send us, if you can send us some Life Alert commercials. We'll I'll let you know what they what we think of them.
And we're gonna see so many bananas.
It's insane. Oh my god! Dude, I'm gonna leave them around the apartment.
I'm gonna watch only Scooby Doo.
Yeah,
I already come to that show.
Oh man, a lot of pratfalls.
Maybe I'm a climacophiliac already. I love pratfalls. Oh,
you know what? I don't think I'm gonna like it because I hate physical comedy. So
do you?
Yes.
I'm gonna watch a bunch of Jim Carrey flicks.
I saw if you said Mr. Bean, I was gonna fucking leave.
Why?
I hate Mr.
Bean.
Oh,
man, you hate so many things.
Dude, did I never tell you my Mr. Bean story?
I don't think so. Dude, tell me.
Oh, my God. So
Tell me more. I took logic
at Grand Valley because, you know, I have to take a bunch of fucking bullshit classes because it's a liberal arts school.
I took logic, I think.
So I took it. Yeah, oh, I took it because, like, I could use it as a math. My math elective, and I'm fucking terrible at math, so it was either that or like algebra or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll try this. And my logic class was taught by a priest, and he was a fucking cocksucker. And on he gave us a take-home exam, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be easy, and it wasn't. Like fucking, it was horrible. But then, even though it was a take-home exam, we still had to go to the class at the allotted like exam time.
Okay.
He doesn't even show up. He sends one of his fucking TAs.
You had to go take it there.
No. We took the exam. We had to turn it in, and we had to sit there for 2 hours.
What?
Yeah. And we had to sign our name. We had to like write our names on a sheet. And he didn't even show up. He sends his TA, and we have to watch fucking Mr. Bean for 2 hours straight. And I was so fucking mad. Like, it was unreal. Like, I already hated this guy because he was a fucking dickhead.
Did you hate Mr. Bean at the time, too?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was kind of on the fence. But then I saw him get a turkey stuck on his head, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, I bet you watching Mr. Bean on a fence is fucking hilarious. I would watch that.
God.
I like Mr. Bean, man.
It's probably what happened to Humpty Dumpty.
I wouldn't watch it all in a row, like a ton at once. Dude. But I like Mr. Bean, man. I'm into it.
Oh, I was so fucking mad. Yeah. I wanted to go fight this guy.
Mr. Jelly Bean.
Got a D+ in the class, I think.
Really?
Like a C-. Yeah, dude. It was fucking horrible. Like, it was like, I couldn't fucking understand it.
I feel like logic is the one that I started, and I thought it was going to be more math-based. And I'm really good with, like, math.
It's just
thematics.
Fucking, it's just how to be a fucking dickhead.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Maybe, I think that might have been the one that I just didn't like. I also was at the point where I was just dropping out of everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was finding excuses to leave anything that I couldn't.
Yeah. Anyways,
make weird shit in, you know.
Yeah.
I was the one that suggested them watch Mr. Bean for 2 hours. That was my only contribution to that whole class.
You motherfucker. Yeah. I do talk a lot about the things I don't like on this podcast. I'm not that angry.
Oh, I know you're not. We're both fairly angry, and we both are very opinionated. But I didn't know you hated so many things. You know. I hate a lot of stuff. I'm trying to think of shit I hate, though. Hate. Yeah.
Well, no, I just don't. I hate when, like, things I don't like are used against me. Like, that felt like a fucking, like, like he did that just to
like
spite
he found
me.
Out that you. Yeah. Oh, and guess what else we're going to do? You're going to have to sit here for 2 hours and watch the Mr. Bean movie and show.
Yeah. It was like the Thanksgiving special and then the Christmas special.
Okay.
All he does, he just gets shit stuck on his head, and he's like, how do I get out of this?
And then you watch him try.
Yeah. Oh, my nose is big, and I got a fucking mole on my face.
I don't know, man. There's some good bean, man. There's some good bean. If you flick the bean?
Yeah.
You flick Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did like...
That's the only bean?
He was in
That's
Rat
the
Race.
Only bean you like?
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Ass. We're hauling
ass.
Or like in his movie when like they someone tells them that giving somebody the finger means...
That's what I was just going to bring up, yeah.
But also, I was like 2, so, you know.
You were 2 years old?
Yeah, when I saw
Damn,
that.
Damn, homeboy grows quick.
No, I was like 8, and I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen, because I'm fucking 8 years old, and I eat religious jelly beans.
Jealous beans.
Jealous beans, yeah.
You're jealous of the Dr. Pepper beans, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyways, someone cooking something?
Probably. Something's always happening around us.
Yeah. It smells good.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, so celicophilia, what is it?
Climacophilia.
Climacophilia.
Celicophilia sounds like something that involves cellophane.
Cellophane, that's true. Climacophilia makes sense, though, I guess, if you climb up on something and then fall. Okay, yeah. So do these cats get wet dreams when they have dreams about falling?
Maybe.
That would be neat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out the big thing is.
I think they watched the intro of Mad Men and just fucking come everywhere. You know?
Yeah.
Just coming buckets, and they're like, turn this shit off. He sat down.
They're like,
he landed on a couch.
Did you see how attractive all those women are in it? And they're like, bruh. Have you seen the fucking opening title sequence?
My favorite.
I've never even seen the show.
Yeah.
You watch it every week, don't you?
Yeah.
30 seconds of it.
That's all I need.
That's all I need, baby.
I get the gist.
I get the gist.
Don Draper.
I don't know why that was the thing you just said his name.
Well, also, I crossed my legs and my shorts fell down.
Don Whoops, Draper. Hey. I'm
trying to fucking... it's going to be a shirtless podcast.
We got
so
Stoddard fucking doing physical humor over here after saying
up.
He doesn't like Mr. Bean.
I'm
now he's rubbing
up.
His nipples. Flicking his Mr. Bean.
Exactly.
All right, you guys. So that's the intro to Fetish Challenge. We will report back. I guarantee that everyone will forget about it. So
yeah.
We'll be reminding you, but we will fill you in on our findings and try to fill a few other things as well while we're working on it. I'm kind of excited, honestly, to hear if one of us is actually able to. I'm pretty sure that I could make myself...
Oh, I could bust a nut.
Not to...
No, you don't have to... I don't know. Whatever. I'm just like more...
I'm going to try.
I'm more interested in the community.
Yeah.
That's what fucking gets my dick hard.
I mean, I laugh at people falling. I think I'm as close as it can be, but it's not sexual to me. Like, I watch AFV like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That would be something else. That'd be interesting to find out someone's a climacophilia yak. If you're watching AFV with them and they're just like...
My wife. Hot dog, it's a high speed jack off. High speed cum. Yeah, that might be Jacob. Might be Jacob.
And then Bob Saget comes in. He's like, "Oh, well, I don't know about you, but that certainly made me hard." Ooh.
Oh yeah, you can re-record it, so it's like, you know, like them ASMR videos. Is that what it's called?
Like
there's like whispering videos where people are just like get off to that shit. Yeah. Yeah, you could like re-record funniest home videos or whatever. So and you're just like, that's got me rock hard.
It's just the goofy Bob Saget stuff, but it's like,
oh, whoopsie, look at me, I'm just a stupid kid. I'm about to
okay. That's
a banana peel. Oh, excuse me, I'm just a slipping in his thigh. Banana peel. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Saget. I'm slipping on a peel. Oh, it's a slippy slide. What did I fall into a puddle of mud?
I don't like where that went.
That's the next fetish.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I like it way too much.
Yeah.
All right.
Excuse me, Mr. Saget.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Saget. I think I might have slipped in some mud. I think, I don't know. A banana peel. I'm already sat down a couple
All right, we're gonna continue on now with 30 seconds of
the end of this month.
My favorite pizza ever made, and I'm trying to get Pizza Hut to bring it back, but it was called the Insider Pizza.
Oh yeah.
Did we already play this one?
No, I know what it is.
So here we go, the Insider Pizza from Pizza 2000.
Announcing a breakthrough in pizza technology, a pizza inside a pizza. To demonstrate how much we can pack inside Pizza Hut's new Insider, we're going to take this elephant and pack him inside this phone booth.
How do we get it all in? Well, we took one thin crust with six cheeses, sealed it with another crust and even more cheese. And that's the amazing new Insider Pizza, all for just $9.99. The Insider Pizza from Pizza Hut, another one of the best pizzas under one roof.
For delivery in the metro Indianapolis area, call 317-876-7676.
I did not realize that audio sounded like complete trash. But if you guys get a chance, go check out the Insider Pizza. I'm pretty positive I've talked about it before. It is fucking amazing. It's a layer of dough. It's a bunch of cheese. It's another layer of dough. And then the pizza happens on top of that. So.
Sure.
Giddy up. You know?
Giddy up, knuckle fucks.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. All right, well, now we're going to move on to a segment you guys are all familiar with called If You Had To, excuse me, in which we create certain scenarios, we bring up scenarios, and then we talk about what we would do if we had to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good explanation.
Thank you very much. I've been practicing. That was a very difficult one for me. So, did you want to start with one, or did you want me to?
I like it when you pick them.
Okay.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
Hey, yeah. Speaking of jackets,
mm-hmm.
If you had to wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I don't know. Next question.
That's what this segment just becomes, is we just... One well, outfit, okay.
Man, I don't fucking know, like... Like something that I own, or like...
Just yeah, you're like living in a cartoon. Which is also like something that's like been one of my favorite things. Here's the hard thing about that question is, I would love to live that. Like, I'm the kind of person that once I find a pair of like shoes that I like cheap,
yeah.
I'll buy like several pairs so I don't ever have to fucking shop for new shit again.
What? Well, our friend Alec Robbins, he used to only wear green shirts.
Oh, okay. So I know some people that wear like a certain color a lot.
Yeah. Well, no, he would only do it because like.
No,
I don't know. Because he draws and shit.
I gotcha. Doug only wore green, right?
Sure.
Doug Funny? Or was it a green vest or some shit?
Something. I thought
it was green.
I don't know. But yeah. You know, people do stuff.
I mean, here's the problem though with that too, is like, I think I would wear black jeans.
Mm-hmm. Black jeans. All right.
But, okay, so, but that would suck in the summertime.
Yeah, exactly. And we're in Los Angeles, and it's
hot.
Gets a little warm. Gets
a little hot. That's too hot.
Gets a little toasty.
Yeah. So okay, let's say whatever you pick, you would be comfortable in whatever environment you're in.
Well, it's not gonna work because I definitely would wear a hoodie all the time because I do anyways.
That's fine then. Pick that.
So I wear a fucking Bell and Canvas hoodie.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause
what color?
Probably, you know, it's either gonna be dark gray or black.
Okay.
But then...
What shirt would you wear underneath?
Exactly. It's going to be a black or dark gray shirt.
So, underneath? Just plain?
Yeah. And then, okay. And then khakis.
And then American Eagle khakis.
Fuck off. Don't you give away my brand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You piece of shit.
And then...
Eagle mud khakis.
Mud khakis.
They don't make them anymore.
I'm sorry.
I really don't like the ones I just bought. I thought I did, but I don't.
Well, that's the point of this thing. You can dream. You can dream in this segment. Yeah, I would
bring back the American Eagle mud. Skitty mug khakis.
It sounds weird.
That's what they are.
Gave him the old mud khaki.
31-32.
Dirty dirt mud khaki. 31-32?
Yeah, that's my waist and inseam.
Oh wow, okay. Good for you.
What you think it was like a 69-69?
I thought it was. I thought we were doing a bit. That's why I've been wearing this fucking belt for so long. I've been wearing these 6969s like an asshole.
This is going to be fun.
This is going to be great.
For the podcast.
Someone's going to ask me why I'm wearing these, and I'll be like, guess what? Guess the measurement.
Do you think they make 6969s?
I don't fucking think so. Do you know how tall you'd have to be? That 69 inseam? That'd be fucking insane. Can you just cut the bottoms so that it's like a dress? That wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
Oh man, I think if you, I think they would. Anyways, I don't care.
I'd wear my hot dog costume.
That's a good one.
It's the rest of my life.
Okay,
hot dog outfit. A
good one, yeah.
And if I'm being honest, well, that's the thing though too. Is I really? Oh, like, I know. I like different t-shirts. You know.
Yeah, I'd wear that True Detective shirt, probably.
Oh, that's a legit shirt. Yeah.
And that, yeah.
I'd probably wear like black jeans.
Yeah.
Clean. A little dirty. A little dirty. Black jeans, mm-hmm. boxer briefs.
Yep.
Gold toe ankle socks.
Those are good, yeah.
Nice. Like the mid ankle, not the really not the small
low
ones.
Cuts.
Yeah, I don't like the really small ones.
Yeah, you get blisters.
Yeah. What shoes? Probably some like simple fucking black shoes.
Gotcha.
I'd
probably wear some stupid skateboard shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think I'm a fucking.
I like these black Osiris shoes I have. Yeah, maybe I'd wear those D3s all the time.
Mighty Ducks?
No, these skater shoes that they brought back. Osiris brought back. Remember I showed them to you?
I still have them boxed up. They're fucking huge.
I'm too afraid to fucking wear them. And then I'd probably wear that shirt that I have that's of that bear that says I'm so broke I can barely pay attention. Yeah. I am so broke I can't even pay attention. It would have been another pun if it was barely pay attention.
Yeah, you should remake that shirt.
But and then I'd probably wear like a cut off a piece of a white t-shirt, and then I'd wear it as a bandana.
Oh.
All
for
the
your
time.
Penis?
Yeah, and then I'd wear those big old people sunglasses. old people sunglasses that are like orange. I think that'd be it.
It's a good outfit.
There it is. And I'd wear either the red snakeskin belt that I have,
mm-hmm.
or I'd wear the the seatbelt buckle.
Oh yeah, that was belt popular that I in middle school.
Yeah, it's popular right now for me.
You know what? I'll make sure you're bearing that.
He's a trendsetter. I think
you totally stepped on my joke, man.
What'd you say?
I just said I'll make sure you're buried in that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's fucking...
He's a trendsetter. I think he's always telling a joke. I stepped on it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, Bob Saget, I stepped on his joke.
All right, cool. Let's do another one.
I don't know. Dude, you stepped on my joke,
hey,
man.
Bro. What'd you do that for?
My amazing joke.
Come on,
dog.
Man.
Gotta hit my wife.
All right, let's do one more if you had to. Did you want to pick it?
Damned alligator bit my handle.
Damned. Oh, my God.
Hell no.
I disagree.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they. I know they'll play two at a time.
Not me personally, but a guy I know.
I'm all right.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Okay. Yeah, you got one, dog?
I got several, but I can't think.
Do you like that?
Wait, you fucking... Okay, here's one.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
This one's kind of dumb, though.
Let's hear it.
If you had to work... at a fast food establishment. You've already had to, though.
I kind of did. They were freaky fast. God, fuck that place so much, man. Ugh. You know how many chips I stole from there? Not enough for them to pay me a respectable wage, I'll tell you that much.
All right,
fuck
here we go.
Fucking place.
Okay, if you had to jump in a pool/body of water with one aquatic predator, what would it be?
Lick, lick, lick my balls!
Aquatic predator?
Yeah.
Like one... Oh, that's... You know? Oof. I'm not a good swimmer.
No, I know.
I'm not a good David swimmer.
I'm a pretty good swimmer. I grew up on a river, bruh.
I think it's because I grew up on a river.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
No, Colonel Sanders.
I don't know, man. So it's got to be one that I could either befriend or kick its ass, right?
Mm-hmm. Or would murder you instantly and make it quick.
I don't know.
Not an alligator.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
That would be a slow death. I think a shark would be a fucking slow death, too. I'm not into that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Joe Zimmerman has a funny joke about alligators, and I wanted to give him a tag for it, but I was like, we're not friends. but I saw him do
it. Alligator bit my hand.
I saw him do it at Grins, and I was like, this is a great fucking tag, though.
You should have told him.
I know, I want to. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll DM.
You can
hey, Joe.
Slide in his DMs.
And this was like 4 years ago, so he's probably, I mean, listen, hey, he might be still be doing this joke.
Mr. Zimmerman. I'm trying to slide in your
I
DM.
Like the Beards of Comedy. I like Dave Stone.
Dave Stone. Hey, I got an idea for your
that
alligator.
Other guy, I can't think of his name.
So y'all like alligators. I got an idea for your alligator bit.
It's no yelling on the bus!
I was actually whispering. That's
okay. Fuck off. I don't know, man. Fucking. I'm trying to think. I think I could befriend a stingray.
Stingray?
Yeah. Are they?
I think they kill you pretty quick too if they get you right in the heart.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Fuck.
You know.
The Puerto Rican of the sea, Dave Attell.
Oh, is that what he calls him?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Irwin died pretty quick. I think.
Yeah. I've always wanted to like touch him.
I wonder how aggressive they are. No, do they? They don't eat meat.
No, but like they'll fuck you up, man.
Would they be considered a predator?
Just they killed the fucking
crocodile hunter.
Yeah, dude. Is he the crocodile hunter?
Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he was known for. Wait, is it? Is he the crocodile hunter?
I was thinking Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nope, different.
This person is the North.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's not a stingray. Oh, fuck. That's a stingray. All right. I'm sorry, you guys. I
you're
Steve
good, man.
Irwin.
I never watched that show.
Him getting murdered?
Yeah. No, I've seen the video. I never watched the show, though.
There's the video?
Yeah. Of him. Yeah, the fucking thing just gets him right in the chest.
Fuck
dude.
You.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm glad I haven't seen that shit.
It's online.
Well, if I
like
could...
Like everything else.
If I could get murdered quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the thing, though. Like,
I go with that.
I'm just banking on my fucking amazing social skills to befriend a stingray, you know?
Well, you're going to talk? You're going to talk to it?
Yeah.
How does stingray talk?
It's not like that at all.
Are you a stingray?
It's something like...
That sounded more like a whale.
Well, he's underwater.
Okay. If I could get swallowed by a whale and live in it,
ugh.
I would pick that.
And then make some jelly beans?
Yeah, and then I'll just make some sin jelly beans.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Hopefully you'll get swallowed with a Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes. Pinocchio?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was a bad... Ooh.
It was fucking dark. Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
It's haggard to watch. It's scary, too, man. I watched it. It had a cool 3D... We get it.
Christ,
thank
dude.
You. It had a cool 3D...
This is gonna happen.
It had a really cool 3D cover. You remember when they were doing that for a while with their VHS tapes?
Yeah.
That was pretty slick.
I think I would like to be killed by a whale... To the soundtrack of Free Willy.
Okay, what's the soundtrack to Free Willy?
Specifically that Michael Jackson song I can't think of right now. But I kind of know it, but I can't completely think of it.
This would be a good transition into like, how does that song go?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to pull it. No, it's not that. It's fucking, I know it's not that.
Feel the Dwayne on your skin. Only I can feel it for you. Only Dwayne can let it in. No one else. 7-3. This Willy. Okay, I would pick the bug that can swim up your urethra.
Oh yeah,
because I got a strong urethra, bro. Block it out.
Yeah, you pee real quick, man. I'm jealous.
Yep. Oh yeah, that thing's got quite a river to swim up if it's coming at me. So I know I'd survive that.
Yeah, it's like that lake in India where it's all just filled with trash. That's your dick. How's that feel?
That's not great. It doesn't make me feel great.
I hate myself. I found that Willy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a fucking... Dude, this is a fucking banger. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Goddamn... Lil Yachty's gonna sample this and mumble some bullshit that he wrote in crayons over this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know who that is.
Oh yeah. Hey. I was totally right, dude. I was like, it's something like. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, so fucking right. Oh, this is a 5.5 minute song.
Oh. Get it.
The video is just B-roll of a fucking whale flapping around you.
So that's what you'd want to get murdered to?
Yeah.
By an orca? Because those things don't fuck around,
man. Yeah, dude. Oh,
they, like, toss seals and shit around in the air, like, play with them before they kill them. So yeah, just Stoddard's body.
And, yeah, then they're like, yeah. And then I have
and then they just toss you in the air?
Yeah, well, I'm painted gray, then I have Kissed by a Rose painted on my stomach because I'm going for both seals.
Oh, that's why they attack you is because you have a tattoo of seal?
Yeah, they're like, I hate that song.
Kissed by a Rose on your chest. They're like, fucking,
yeah.
Any seal's a seal to me.
Exactly. And then they're like, it's a loose seal. No. And then I get a hook for hand. You gotta bury me with a hook for a hand. And then I'll be like, get him out of here. It's a good ass song, dude. All right.
Spoken like a true asshole.
Okay.
All right, you guys. We've gotten to the point where we're going to name this episode. Yeah. And I think it is that time to say goodbye. What are we naming this episode, my friend?
I don't know, man.
Let's see.
We got a little distracted.
Got a strong flow.
Yep. There was Mr. Bean talk.
Ooh.
Jelly beans. A lot of bean talk.
A lot of bean talk. That is true. Mr. Sin Jelly Bean? I don't know. That's Mr. Sin Jelly Bean.
Whisper went out songs. Oh, it's Mr. Saget. Oh, you see. Whisper Mr.
What were we saying about Mad Men?
Yeah. Oh, him falling to the intro of Mad Men?
That was a good one. I don't know, man. I didn't write anything down because I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah.
What did we say? What's a non sequitur?
I don't know. Let's go with.
We just go.
Mm-hmm. We'll just the name of the episode is the theme from Free Willy.
Yeah, that Michael Jackson Free Willy song.
That's just what it's. The episode is just called that Michael Jackson song from Free Willy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, there it is, you guys. Yeah. That's. That's the name of the podcast,
yep.
And I appreciate you guys stopping in. Casey, if you want to tell them where they can find you on the Skinnernet.
It's 989. 248? No.
0127.
That's not it. It's kind of close.
That's what he's telling you.
It's kind of close. I could give up my old number. Anyways, just Casey_Sodder, all lowercase. Instagram, Twitter, and just fucking don't listen to this if you're related to me.
It's too late. You can't say it at the end.
Yeah.
You got to preface with that kind of shit.
Yeah. Cora. That's all.
All right. At Jacob Allen Kuban. Go check out moistjunk.com and keep listening and pay attention to our Instagram at House Sadness. Twitter as well. Instagram usually gets hit a little harder, but you can listen to all the episodes on iTunes. And stream on our website. It takes a minute to buffer, I believe, but I'm trying to figure that out. It also has a standalone player, which is fantastic. And please hit us up if you want to come up with any intros, songs to our bits. We would love that very much.
Yeah.
And
rate and review and say nice things about us on the internet.
Yeah, tell people about it. And maybe it was okay. Yeah.
You know, play this for, you know, a baby that's going to die or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, sure, why not? Right before they
wish.
Die.
Right
before.
I rode my bicycle nice. Past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand for me.